Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like your life's a runaway train with no brakes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to keep everything afloat while the world throws curveballs left and right? You're not alone. We live in a time of non-stop noise, instant gratification, and endless distractions. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos, feeling overwhelmed and completely out of control. But what if I told you there's a way to find inner peace amidst all that madness? That's what we're diving into today. Finding your Zen zone even when life throws its worst at you. We're going to talk about practical strategies, real-life examples, and mindset shifts that can actually help you cultivate that sense of calm, clarity, and resilience. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy, nemes kind of deal. This is actionable stuff you can use right now to navigate the craziness and reclaim your inner peace. First up, let's talk about awareness. You know that saying, you can't manage what you don't measure. Well, the same goes for your emotions. The key is to become aware of your triggers, those things that send you spiraling into anxiety or frustration. What sets you off? Is it deadlines, traffic jams, social media comparisons? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a hurricane unprepared, right? Same goes for emotional storms. Number 2. Breathe. Sounds simple, I know, but seriously, take a few deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. It sounds cliche, but focusing on your breath can calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Ever notice how even after a good cry, you sometimes feel a sense of relief? That's your body releasing tension and stress through those physical sensations. Deep breathing does something similar. It helps regulate your emotions and clear your head. Next up, let's talk about gratitude. Now, I'm not saying you have to start listing off all the good things in your life every 5 minutes, although that can be helpful. It's more about consciously shifting your focus towards the positive aspects of your life, even amidst the chaos. What are you thankful for? Maybe it's a supportive friend, a roof over your head, or simply a moment of quiet peace. By focusing on the good, you naturally start to feel more balanced and content. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that can be beneficial too. It's more about being present in the moment, fully engaged with whatever you're doing, without judgment. When you're washing dishes, really feel the water running through your hands, the soap lathering up. When you're walking, pay attention to the sensations of your feet on the ground, the breeze against your skin. By bringing your full attention to the present moment, you can break free from the cycle of worry and anxiety that often plagues us. And finally, remember, it's okay not to be okay. We all have our moments, days, even weeks where we feel overwhelmed and stressed. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and know that you're doing the best you can in a challenging world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down a busy street, surrounded by honking cars, yelling pedestrians, and flashing billboards. Your mind is racing, thoughts swirling like a tornado. You feel your shoulders tense up, your heart beating faster, and that familiar sense of panic creeping in. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, focusing on the cool air filling your lungs and releasing all the tension. You notice the vibrant colors of the flowers blooming in a nearby window box, the warm sunlight kissing your skin, and the melody of a street musician playing a cheerful tune. Suddenly, amidst the chaos, you find a moment of peace. That's what it's about, finding those pockets of calm within the storm. So remember, inner peace isn't some unattainable goal. It's a journey, a practice, a constant negotiation with the world around us. By cultivating awareness, practicing mindfulness, and focusing on gratitude, you can navigate life's chaos with grace and resilience. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. And hey, share it with someone who could use a dose of inner peace in their life. Until next time, keep seeking that balance, keep striving for those moments of calm, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.